Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Moscow, Russia. Russia has weapons of mass destruction that could destroy the United States. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Talk to me about the Cold War foes, the United States and Russia. They have sparked the biggest military spending jump in a decade. Are they getting ready to go to war?
Well, I don't think they're getting ready to go to war per se, but you're absolutely right, and this is an extremely important story that's gotten very little play in the national media, and we've talked about it here on this program from time to time. The Russian government under Vladimir Putin over the past 10 years has dramatically increased military spending. The current estimate is that about 10% of what we spend at the United States, this is not accurate, that's in actual dollars translated from rubles, they're probably at about half of what we spend, which is a huge increase after the Cold War. And what the Putin regime has done is to spend most of that money on new generations of strategic nuclear weaponry. In other words, weapons of mass destruction capable of wiping out the United States. And they've spent money also on developing what's called a super EMP, or electromagnetic pulse bomb, which could take out our entire electrical grid. They only need two of those weapons exploded in the atmosphere above the United States, which they have the capability of doing, to take down the entire national electric grid in the United States. And we do not have the capability, even now, under the Trump administration, where awareness has been growing of the EMP threat, we do not have the ability to jump back quickly from an EMP attack. So Russia has been developing weapons that could take us out strategically. This is a recent development. It's something that people have not been paying attention to, and I think it's extremely important.
Ken Timmerman at the broadcast table with the details on how Russia's weapons of mass destruction could actually take out the United States. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Ken's report should get your attention as to the potential war between the United States and Russia. Though it's a war that may not happen in the next few days, it for sure could happen in the near future. I say that based on my knowledge of Bible prophecy. Ezekiel chapter 38 reveals that Russia will be the leader of a coalition of Islamic nations which will endeavor to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. America is actually the only nation that could stop that war. Since the United States is not mentioned in Bible prophecy, and Russia is, Ezekiel 38:2 mentioned as Magog, remove America, and that prophetic scenario will unfold. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...